Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 3, Challenges. Customer support can present a wide variety of challenges to both the company and the customers. There is always pressure to deliver better customer support, and with that come more challenges all the time. It's important to anticipate the challenge your company can face in this new age and be ready to face any problems that may come up. Customer challenges. Customers should always be a top priority in any company, but they can also be some of the biggest challenges that employees can face. On a daily basis, employees can face customers that are rude, angry, demanding, and just plain argumentative. On top of that, customers can be especially challenging when faced with new prospects and have to do things a little differently. With new forms of customer support, such as web chats, mobile apps, and email tickets, customers can become more frustrated if they aren't sure how to use them. Employees should be skilled in all media of customer support so that they can assist customers through different agents of support. Employees should be prepared for any number of questions and inquiries from customers and anticipate ways they can help and offer support. Crisis. Every company can have their own set of crises. When technology is involved, it can add to the list. The thought of a crisis occurring on your watch can make any employee anxious, but they can and do happen. Crises can include a power outage, servers crash, security breaches, or even simple dead batteries. These crises can cause disconnect from customers, slowed or altered progress, and information leaks, which can cause massive problems between your company and your customers. It's important for every company to have some sort of crisis communication plan that outlines what employees should do in different situations and how they can alleviate customer panic. The plan should also include alternate means of communication if certain methods crash, ensuring that the flow of communication doesn't stop. Ticket backlogs. When orders and requests start pouring in, they can seem overwhelming at times. Sometimes a company can find that they have more tickets for service than the manpower that can handle them. Whether it's by email, chat request, or even app message, this can create a backlog, which can make customers frustrated or feel as though they are being ignored. Typically, customers expect a response back within 24 hours, so it is important that they at least feel acknowledged and heard. Every company should have a response team ready and prepared to relay information back to the customer. Even if the ticket can't be resolved right away, the team member can let the customer know their request was received and that it is being handled by someone. This assures the customer the ticket is being handled while also buying time for someone in the company to work on it and resolve the problem. End relationship with customer. Some customers are not a good fit for your company. Whether you're unable to help them with their needs or that they simply do not work well with your staff, i.e., angry or belligerent customers, some customer relationships have to be cut off. But the challenge is accomplishing this without insulting or belittling the customer, while also making sure your company doesn't leave a bad impression for future clients. If this can't be done over the phone, send a well-constructed email or app message so that everything is laid out and clear. Apologize for your company being unable to help them and thank them for the time they invested in you. Offer them an alternative such as a refund or give them a name of another company they can try. Even though you've ended the relationship with this customer, you want to be sure to keep the door open for future customers with your great customer support. Remember, when ending customer relations, apologize, refocus the situation, offer other alternatives, do not pass blame.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Mary was training to work in the support center for XYZ Publishing. Her manager, Brian, was training her on the email and web chat systems they use to communicate with customers. During one segment of training, Brian told Mary of some of the challenges and difficulties they can face with the new forms of contact. He first told Mary how customers can be very challenging, since many of them can become angry or will be very confused when they contact the support center. But Brian reviewed with Mary their response protocol, which helps customers feel acknowledged and keeps the tickets from backing up. He also showed Mary where they keep the emergency communication plans in case something serious happens, like a power outage or if a server crashes. Mary felt overwhelmed by all the information, but felt it was better to address the challenges now than to wait until they occur later.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.